I'm Michael Hernandez. News time is 7:45. After Hurricane Harvey, the Texas State climatologist is looking for lessons from rain-heavy storms in the past. Travis Bubenik has more on what a study of storms that, quote, stall out on coastlines has found.
John Nielsen Gammon's research shows that two of the three hurricanes on record that were stronger than Harvey and also stalled along a coast were among the five deadliest Atlantic storms ever. The records show these rain-heavy storms have been happening more often.
The frequency of storms stalling along the coast in the past few decades is 2 to 3 times larger than it had been previously.
Nielsen Gammon says more research is needed to determine whether that's part of a trend or not. But he says the big lesson so far is that we shouldn't think of these storms as having limits on how intense they can get.
These extreme events that are beyond 1 in 100 or 1 in 500 events are going to happen, and we should at least make sure that we allow appropriately for that small but real possibility.
Nielsen Gammon says if Harvey had stuck around for another day, it could have dropped another 10 to 15 inches of rain. And he says it wouldn't have taken that much of a change for that to have happened. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik.
Physicians recommend getting a flu shot as soon as you can. As Ed Mayberry reports, influenza is especially active this year.
Flu season typically occurs between October and May, with the highest activity between January and March. In an average year, between 12,000 and 56,000 Americans will die from flu-related illness. Already this year, there's been one pediatric flu death in Texas and a school closure due to an outbreak. Allison Winicky with the Immunization Partnership says the flu virus mutates, so scientists try to predict the strains that are going to be active.
But the great thing about the flu vaccine is that it protects us against a lot of different strains. Even if we don't have an exact match, it can lessen the symptoms.
Although the vaccine doesn't completely block people from getting sick, vaccinated people tend to get a milder case of the disease.
The flu vaccine uses inactivated dead virus. And what this does is it allows your immune system to build a response should you actually contract a live virus. There's no way for a person to get the flu from the flu vaccine.
The vaccine is recommended for everyone older than 6 months, including pregnant women. It takes about a month for the shot to have an effect for senior citizens. In Houston, I'm Ed Mayberry.
There are grave concerns that federal tax changes could damage New Mexico's budget. Senator John Arthur Smith is the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. He talked about the issue on KRWG-TV's Your Legislators.
It's projected to have a $1.5 trillion deficit in spending. And if that comes to pass, Congress will take up the sequestration issue in another piece of legislation. But New Mexico, just off federal mineral leases alone, garnishes about $450 million a year that goes into our general fund. About 60% of that goes into public ed and higher ed. So that is a huge hit on a $6 billion plus general fund budget. That's about 8% of it. And they're proposing to mitigate that deficit spending that they take what New Mexico gets now is 48% of the federal mineral lease. And they're wanting to wipe that out and said the federal government will take 100% of it for 10 years. So that is a huge hit, a huge unknown as far as New Mexico is concerned. Wyoming's in the same boat. I suspect some other extractive industry places are in a similar situation. Texas, not so much, because it's not federal land in Texas. It's virtually deeded land. So that's an issue that many of us on the budget side will lay awake and be a little bit concerned about. 8% cut sounds like what the universities and higher education took in 1 year, and we're going to have to be taking that every year for 10 years.
That was Senator John Arthur Smith speaking on KRWG-TV's Your Legislators. You can watch the entire interview Saturday at noon and Sunday morning at 9:30. It's also available right now on the Your Legislators page in the local TV section at krwg.org.